From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. With this challenge, could you go for 24 hours with no music? In London, the iconoclastic musician, writer, and artist Bill Drummond has declared tomorrow No Music Day. Here's what he calls his statement of intent.
On No Music Day, no hymns will be sung, no records will be played on the radio, iPods will be left at home. Rock bands will not rock.
This will be the third year that Bill Drummond of the early 90s band The KLF has declared a musical fast.
Plectrums will not pluck. Record shops will be closed all day.
And he's got followers. The BBC's Radio Scotland is among those pledging to go music-free tomorrow. Bill Drummond says each of us may have our own reason to turn the music off for a day.
My reason for wanting to have a no music day is to give me a space once a year for me to address my relationship with music and hopefully reinvigorate it.
And why does it need reinvigorating?
4 or 5 years ago, I found I was coming somewhat jaded. In my favourite piece of music, I have it on the iPod or MP3 player, and it just wouldn't have the effect I wanted to have. I don't know if it was all because it was all so accessible, but I just thought, well, maybe I should take a break. And initially, I tried to imagine not hearing music for a year. Now, I knew that was an impossibility. And I actually tried a week, and I didn't get past day two because, you know, you can't help but hear music. So I decided, okay, I'll do one day, but I'll do one day each year.
And you picked the 21st of November for a particular reason.
I did. I remember learning once when I was, about 11 or 12 at school, that St. Cecilia was the patron saint of music. So I looked up in Google what her saint's day was, and it was the 22nd of November. So I liked the idea that I'd have, if I'm going to have a no music day, I'd have it in the day before St. Cecilia's Day. So have a bit of a fast before we celebrate music.
Uh-huh. Now, the idea, though, is that it shouldn't be just you observing this fast of music. You want other people to join in. It's a community activity here.
Yes, but initially it was just me. But I thought, well, hey, I'll throw this open and put up a website. But I didn't do any promotion. I didn't work it or force it on anybody else. I know that what I read at the beginning of this piece, it sounds like I'm coming over as Mr. Dictator, and I enjoyed writing it in that way. I like the idea. That was, you know, my ideal would be that there was no music at all anywhere on Earth for 24 hours. But it's an idea as a dream, not as an idea as me that's going to go out there and trying to make it happen.
When you've observed this musical fast the next day, what's that like when music comes back into your life?
It's fantastic. The first year, and I don't know what this is going to say about me, but I put on Green River by the Creedence Clearwater Revival, and it was fantastic. Last year, I had some of Bach's well-tempered clavichord, and that was brilliant. I haven't decided what I'm going to break the fast with tomorrow night yet.
How do you make up your mind?
It could be on John Coltrane, Favourite Things.
I guess it's fun to think about what you'll choose for that moment, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'll go with. I've decided now it'll be John Coltrane playing My Favourite Things.
It's a great tune. Well, Bill Drummond, happy No Music Day tomorrow. Is it proper to say happy No Music Day?
I'll think, yeah, that'll do. I don't think merry No Music Day. That's not going to work, is it?
Okay, so happy No Music Day.
Yeah.
We'll stick with that.
Thank you very much.
Bill Drummond is the founder of No Music Day.